If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
Now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Would you like to see the world? The Chamber is offering affordable group travel rates, incredible 9-day journeys to Peru, to Greece, even a Christmas market cruise on the Danube River. Learn more at carolinachamber.org. Talking Carborough today, and we are joined in the studio by the mayor of Carborough, Lydia Lavelle, to help us wrap up this week. How are you?
Good, good. How are you, Aaron?
Doing okay. So it's a beautiful day. Yesterday, not so much. Got a couple of, what was it, 2-3 inches of snow, maybe two and a half.
Yeah, you know, it was just that perfect kind of snow, really.
Yeah, right.
I mean, the kids got a couple days off.
Yep.
Adults had really no trouble getting around as long as you got home okay last night.
Yep.
And then it was really beautiful last evening. Then this morning, gosh, that contrast,
gorgeous, right?
The
yeah.
contrast of the ice and the snow up against the clear blue sky, it was really pretty.
Yeah. Any issues in Carborough in terms of, I know preparations were in the works for a couple of days. Anything come out of it?
Yeah, no, we, you know, fortunately, like everyone else, we put out the brine. We got out the word early. We were prepared in case, you know, we had any more snow than expected. And luckily, you know, no trouble. I think, you know, we've kind of learned in this area, I guess, to be precautionary.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you leave work a little early, you go into work a little late the next day. We've adjusted our personnel policies to kind of deal with those issues. And with remote working and everything, it's not the issue it used to be, you know, if you think about that, really, in times past and with cell phones and everything. So I think it's better to be precautionary. And this was just really a great weather event. In fact, it was the kind of snow that was really good for packing snowballs.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Did you take advantage of that opportunity
you know,
a little bit?
I did not, but I noticed our little neighborhood sharpshooter throwing some snowballs at Alicia as she was running out to her car this morning.
Nice. All right. So things going on in Carborough, obviously a couple of days of things being canceled or postponed or delayed, but Black History Month still going on and still several events that are coming up, right?
Yeah. There are several events still. They're listed on our webpage if folks want to see it, because we have listed there things that not only we're doing, but the county is doing and just different kind of exhibits and opportunities. I know one of the events we have left in Carborough is next Friday, February 28th, we have the evening with A Poet for the People. And we get to have, we're really excited to have Jackie Shelton Green be at the Century Center. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m. It's free. Come on out and you can meet her. She's actually North Carolina's ninth poet laureate. And so she'll be out there to, you know, share some of her works with us. And that'll be wonderful. The other thing I guess I'd say is that I really have been proud of the way that our town, and by this I certainly don't mean the town council, it's really just the town staff and people who work for the staff, work for the town employees. Several months ago, we asked them to see what they could do to kind of call more attention to Black History Month. And it's been really exciting, a lot of not only the many events that we've had this month, but also, they've done this really good series on our, you know, our Black citizens and residents, focusing on their stories under this title, Our Roots Run Deep. And just, kind of really, really interesting. I'd like to share a couple of those with you.
Yeah, yeah. If you're listening out there, townofcarborough.org is the town's website. I think you can get a bunch of these there as well, right?
Yeah, you can link to all the stories. I mean, they focused on on several, you know, Braxton Foushee, Libba Cotton, Hilliard Caldwell, the Vickers case that led to integration of the city schools. And
mm-hmm.
But one of the recent ones was one focusing on Alvin and Amelia Gardner,
mm-hmm.
and a real interesting kind of introspective on Orange County's first married interracial couple. And, you know, you don't really, if you're kind of a legal geek, you know that in the 1960s is when Virginia versus Loving, I guess, the United States Supreme Court decided that and said, you know, you can't have restrictions on marriage between races.
Loving v. Virginia is the case, because Loving lost at the lower court level. They were the ones who had to appeal up.
Exactly. Yeah. They did. And so in the late 60s, Carborough residents Alvin and Amelia Garner met. They were working at a local restaurant. I'm not sure what restaurant. Someone could tell us that. But they immediately fell in love. They wanted to get married. And they, you know, it was illegal at the time. And again, that Loving case, it was in 1967. And but a year after Loving versus Virginia, they chose to get married. And so in June of 1968, they became the first interracial couple to receive a marriage license in Orange County. And they were wed at St. Joseph's AME Church in Chapel Hill. You know, that that kind of that makes me wonder, how do you know that? I guess maybe certainly the first after that case.
Right.
And I guess before that, no one would have been able to slip through and do it, I guess. They would have been, you know, documented or something.
Right,
or
right.
Not have been able to. So so they must have been tracking it
the
for that period.
The first documented case, yeah.
I guess so. And then also, yeah, the fact that it still took at least a year for some, really,
which is really striking, right? Because
yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure you remember when the circuit court decision came down on same-sex marriage. I was at the Register of Deeds office. Elizabeth Friend was there. I think Tammy Grubb was there from the Chapel Hill News at the time, now Herald Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And we were waiting, and the decision didn't come down that day. It came down that night, I think. But the following Monday morning, there was Lydia Lavelle and Alicia Stemper to get married. And we were all there because we knew that when the decision got handed down, which we were really strongly anticipating that it would, that there would be couples showing up the next day or maybe that afternoon to get married. And that was certainly the case. In this particular case, it took a year.
Yeah.
And that to me is striking.
And, you know, and that makes me realize, you know, Alicia and I shared that first with the Garners. That's kind of cool. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. Because they, you know, kind of a little description of their ceremony. It was a small and intimate ceremony. When they walked out of the parish, the streets were lined with people, some probably there to protest, but many came to show their support and witness the historic moment. And to quote Ms. Garner, "We got in our car and started driving off. Nobody was saying anything as far as, you know, heckling or anything. People started blowing horns and we blew our horns back."
Yeah.
So that is really cool. They actually renewed their vows 40 years later at the Faith Tabernacle, Oasis of Love. And their marriage lasted over 50 years, and she has since passed away. But really interesting story.
That's such a great story. Really, really, really cool. And many more stories like that on the town's website, townofcarborough.org. But, I mean, it really underscores just what a big deal that decision was when it came down and how controversial it was. I mean, that's the decision that we celebrate today, and thank God the Supreme Court did the right thing when it happened. It was, I don't think popular at all when it came down, and it's only after the fact that we've come back around and said, yes, this was not only the right thing to do, but obviously the right thing to do.
Yeah, and at that time, you know, many states no longer had such restrictions, but certainly most of the southern states did.
For sure,
One other point I wanted to make was there was also a feature in our Roots Run Deep on Bob Drakeford. And he, of course, was our first and only African-American mayor in Carborough. He was a young activist mayor, actually, elected in the 1970s. He was part of the Progressive Carborough Coalition. And I had the opportunity to get to meet him a few times, actually. But, you know, a few years ago, I drove to Scotland County and was able to meet him where he lives now. And he's been back several times since then. Really, really great guy. Really, I think, kind of helped Carborough, you know, shift into the Carborough it is today.
Yeah. Absolutely. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for more on those stories and others. And of course, more news on Carborough Town Government on the website as well, including next week's town council meeting, which is going to be on Tuesday as normal in a different building this time, right?
Yeah, so Tuesday night we'll be at Owassa. We always have our meetings at the Owassa Community Room when there's early voting going on at Carborough Town Hall, which of course there'll be voting going on there today, and actually Sunday, is makeup hours for time that they lost because of the weather event.
Yep.
But they'll be, so we can't have our meetings at Carborough Town Hall. So this Tuesday, we have a meeting. The following Tuesday, which is Election Day, we don't have a meeting. The meeting after that, we'll be back at Carborough Town Hall. But our meeting at Owassa this Tuesday, we actually have, you know, several matters that are just kind of good matters for us to kind of engage in some conversation about. And one is we had a couple of items we had to postpone from our last meeting. We're getting an update on our transportation projects, and we're also getting a check-in on our parking study, the project, our parking study project, and how that's proceeding. But there's a, and then we're going to be doing some appointments to some advisory boards. But one of the items that I asked to put on the agenda a few weeks ago, because I've been hearing some interest from other board members around this, and that is a discussion of, you know, of course, this is the, this year is the 100th anniversary of the right to vote for women. Mm-hmm. And so just kind of a general discussion about, you know, what we might want to do extra in the town of Carrboro to recognize that. You know, we've gotten pretty good about trying to recognize important events. And so that technically happens in August. That's mm-hmm. kind of the month that you use to celebrate when it actually was ratified.
Is that the ratification day? Yeah, in
yeah,
August?
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a date. It's not actually, I think it's a couple of days before the actual date, but there's a date that's recognized each year to kind of recognize suffrage and recognize the right to vote. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're kind of have a discussion around, you know, what we might do. And I've thrown out a few ideas to other board members. We've heard from some members of the public that would like us to, you know, this is one, consider renaming a street after maybe a famous woman suffragist, but, you know, finding who that person might be and what street that might be, you know, that's, we could talk about that a little. Do we want to put up some kind of banners? I will, of course, issue a proclamation. I've talked with the Art Center about some events they might be having, and I know they're going to be having, they're looking to try to have some kind of an art exhibit. So, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of doing a little brainstorming about celebrating this really important kind of anniversary.
Yeah, awesome. Again, speaking with Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org for more information on town government. Other things going on in town that people ought to know about?
Those are our main things we have coming up. I know, you know, in the background, we always have at this time of year, the manager is having individual budget meetings with each of the council members. And so we're kind of talking to him individually about our priorities as they revolve around, you know, goals and objectives that we have as a council and any other little thing that might be new or something that we might be extra concerned about. Often our biggest decisions revolve around, are we going to add additional staff or not? Are we going to take on additional capital projects or not? You know, a lot of that is going to be affected by the big elephant in the room, you know, the 203
which
project,
is 203,
which
right?
is
yeah.
we're moving forward on. But, you know, it's a real exciting, fun time to kind of honestly look at all the work we do. We do an awful lot with you know, a little small staff, really, and we're a busy little town.
Yeah, and small staff that's also willing to go into the town's history and do this really cool project for Black History Month, as well as all of the other stuff that they always do from day
yeah,
to day.
Our staff is really, they are really, really awesome. They really get a lot of work done, and I think it's because, you know, the people who work for the town understand the town's philosophy and goals mm-hmm. and objectives and buys into our values, and it's shown, really, I think, in the kind of work we get done. And so anyway, that's what we're kind of doing now. I know that our manager will be back to us certainly in early May with his proposed budget. But again, anyone out there who, you know, has a program that we're doing or not doing, a project we're doing, or that you want to provide some input on, you know, please be sure to email the council, because we always hear from people about priorities.
Townofcarrboro.org is the town's website. Get more information there, including contact info for the town council members. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.